This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to a fight that's going on over a card game. On the one side is Opus Dei, the exclusive Catholic organization. On the other, a small Danish game maker. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant has the story from Copenhagen.
Opus Dei, Existence After Religion, is a strategy-based game built around the world of philosophy. But the religious organization claims the company, Dima Games, has no right to use its name. Game inventor Mark Rees Andersen obtained copyright for the full name in 2009. He says Opus Dei, which means work of God in Latin, is a concept that has existed for centuries.
And it's preposterous to think that one organisation can have the sole rights to this concept. Because if you have the right to define the work of God, then you also have the right to define God via his work. And that is insanity.
The organisation is accusing Andersen of riding on the coattails of The Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown's award-winning book, which portrays the religious order as a sinister and sadistic sect. Opus Dei is demanding more than $50,000 in damages and wants the website where the card game is sold to be shut down. A verdict is expected in March. In Copenhagen, this is the BBC's Malcolm Brabant for Marketplace.